Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want to be called the Hood anymore.
So what do you want to be called?
You want to know what people say about you?
Most people fail to see the real me.
The city still needs saving.
It needs a hero.
When I put on the Hood, it's kill or be killed.
You'll never be a hero to them.
As long as the city is safe.
Arrow, Wednesdays at 8, 7 central on the CW.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years on a hellish island, I have come home with only one goal, to save my city. But to do so, I can't be the killer I once was. To honor my friend's memory, I must be someone else. I must be something else.
And hello, party people, tick-tock, and you don't stop. Yes, it's Arrow Talk, and tonight we will be talking about Time of Death. Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Pretty freaking awesome episode, if I must say. The villain, not so much. It was more of the heroes. Yes, so learned so much more. Also saw and witnessed one of our favorite heroes take a chance as she wants to take a bigger role in the group as she feels might have slight-sided. So, yes, Felicity Smoke is smoking. I'm sorry for any of our female listeners. I apologize, but wow. Wow. I'm sure the males that are going to be calling in might agree with me. I had sure hope so. So let's get to the phones. Give us your first reaction after watching Time of Death. All right, let's go from telephone area code 239. Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast.
OMG! I'm sure you saw my tweets even before you saw
yeah.
me. It was amazing, and when you said Felicity Smoke is smoking, that scene in her standing. Yeah.
So, caller, please state who you are. You haven't announced who you are yet.
I'm from Florida.
There you go. Welcome back, sir.
Sorry, I just get too excited. I was
I can't blame you, man. From beginning to end, when we see Slade, holy mackerel.
Tell
me you didn't have this in your head when you saw him turn around. Dun, dun, dun.
He's going to hook up with Moira.
Oh, that's disgusting. What a way to get to Oliver. I'm going to sleep with your mother.
I know. It's just going crazy.
Do you think it might be a little bit too soap opera-ish?
Sometimes it is, but it turned out to be pretty good.
I love it. I love the show. I freaking love the show. All right, Matt, let's see who else is on the line with you from area code 772. Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast.
Mary Beth.
Mary Beth, welcome back. And did you watch Time of Death?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Give us your
very
first thought.
A lot of action. A lot of action.
Yes.
Yes, very much so. And
yeah.
The Slade characters, I'm not that familiar with him, but he's going to be a real big problem for them.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember. I don't read the comics, so I'm not that big on him.
Right.
But
right.
He's going to be a real big problem there.
But
there was a lot of action. And you're right about this.
Tons.
She's really getting into this stuff now.
Right? I love that she's getting more active rather than just behind the computer.
Okay. And then she's sitting on the side like Chloe did in Smallville. She's getting into the action now. She's doing real good.
Right. And you know what? For once, I'm really happy about this cast. Like, it's really good.
Yeah. That's all I got to say.
You know, as it grows, you're like, okay. Except for, I don't know. What about you, Mary Beth? I'm really getting tired of this storyline. Yes. Or, I mean, Laurel.
Yes, I agree.
She's not without a hand. I mean, that's
wow.
She's not hitting
Really, again?
Wait, hold on, Matt. Let's see what Mary Beth has to say.
I just don't think she's any good part for the show anymore. I mean, she's just...
No. Now that the sister came, it literally killed her. And I say the character.
Yeah, but at least at the end she made up with her. But still, I don't think she's going to be too good for that show. She's got to do something.
Well,
else.
You know, you're going to get always the Laurel reaction when she sees her sister with Oliver canoodling.
Yes, that's true. Even Felicity feels that way too.
Yes. Also, how cool was it that Mr. Oliver Queen, played by Stephen Amell, how he just told Laurel, I don't care anymore. I am so done. And I felt like Oliver was talking for us.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Yes,
right, Matt?
Oh, yes. I said, about time. I mean, oh, my God, I am so sick of Laurel.
Oh, my God. I think the writers are even sick of it.
I
think the writers are even sick of it to the point of making their own character, Oliver Queen, say, I am so done. I don't care.
Yeah, she's like taking forever to get over Tommy's death.
Oh, everybody has moved on. Even Merlin has moved on.
Yep.
Because why else would he brag that he's father of Athea?
Yep, and Dinah was talking about she has a job where Barry lives.
Oh my gosh, crazy!
Central
crazy.
City, so
yes, there was that little DC universe tidbit where do you think we might see Laurel's mother in the new Flash TV show since she works in Central City? How cool would that be?
I don't know.
That would be. Awesome.
You don't know Mary Beth? I heard, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know where she's going to go. I thought she'd stay on there and maybe get their marriage back together again, but...
No, she definitely said no. She's not coming back.
That's a shame, but I don't know if she's going to be on the other one or not. I don't know what part...
That'd be interesting. Let's see, Mary Beth, who's on the other line with you from Mary Code 432. Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast, where we are talking about Time of Death.
What's up, guys? Joe from Krypton.
Hey, Joe. How's it going?
It's going, man. It's pretty good. That was a great episode. I really liked it.
Oh, my God.
I enjoyed it a lot.
So, you...
He was...
Wait. You watched it?
Of course, yeah. I'm finally all caught up, man.
Awesome.
Yeah. I got to say, you know what? I have to disagree with you guys respectfully. I think... I'm starting to like Laurel again. She brought a lot of passion in the acting. It really came through.
Oh, my gosh.
Very,
bust out the violin.
Yeah. No, she was good, man. She really brought her A-game with the acting.
Acting-wise, yes. What about character-wise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The character,
now tell the truth, Joe.
Hey, you know what, man? Everybody goes through their hard times, and this is the way she deals with it. Yes, she was annoying in the beginning, but... She's coming around. You know, that was a very powerful scene that she had with her sister when they were crying. And I think we're going to start seeing a different side of Laurel now. And like I said, I've always liked the character. I just didn't like where they were taking her for a while. But now it seems like she's going to start, she's coming back around. It's going to be okay.
All right, there you go. From Joe from Krypton. Let's see, from Aircode 469, welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast.
OMG, it's Chris from Canberra.
Hey,
yes,
Chris,
finally,
so did you
yeah,
finally
yeah,
watch
it? I my phone. Yeah, I did watch the show, and I loved it. I just am glad, finally, Slade is in the show with Oliver Queen.
I don't know. I mean, as much as I love that ending with Slade, I have to say, it is a little soap opera-ish.
Well, I think, I agree in that sense, but I think it's...
Mary Beth, don't you agree?
Real.
Maybe like an organ music comes up at the end.
Yeah,
I thought it was epic, man. I'm not hating it.
I'm just like, I love it too. I love how the episode ended, and I love cliffhangers like that. Just like how when Merlin told Myra about their illegitimate child. I love endings like that.
Me too. Hey, Jesus, this is Matt from Florida. At the end, like, my mom did a Bible group. Well, before she gets home, and we watch it together, so I get to geek out the whole time. I'm by myself. And at the end, Slade's saying, Mrs. Queen, is someone there? And he goes, oh, have you met my son? Like, yeah, we know from the island. And then I go, what? Like, my mouth was wide open. And he goes, hello, Mr. Queen. I go, holy damn, at the end of the episode.
Yes.
I said, what an ending.
Yes, and I don't know if you guys caught the previews for next week. It looks like Slade is definitely going after the Queen family. Do you think Slade will touch Thea? Do you know if maybe Slade has a connection with Merlin by chance?
Huh.
Do you think he'll touch Thea or not, depending on their connection?
Possible.
Yeah, I'm kind of unaware of that. Now, we did brought up a little tidbit from the DC Universe, as Matt pointed out, that Laurel's mom is moving, going back now that everything's all fine and dandy with Laurel. She's moving back to her hometown, but Central City, as we know, Barry Allen is still in a coma. And today, the CW released the first image of Barry Allen as the Flash. I was speechless, guys. Seriously, I was just like, holy moly. It looks like from the video game. Shoot, what's the name of the video game?
Injustice?
Injustice. And I love it. So well, I want to hear your thoughts, your first reactions when seeing that image of the Flash. Let's go to you, Chris from Kandor.
I loved it. I was like, wow, it fit him really good.
Yes.
And the color, I think he might have done a little filter to change the color. That way it would look different than red, the way we know it.
You want to do, like, what color? What would you pick?
Oh, it looks like a Daredevil color, don't you think?
Daredevil? Okay, yeah, but because you don't want him to be a moving target either.
Well,
he's going to be a little still.
I know, but I'm just saying, I'm okay with it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, they could have gone with a different color. Okay, so we're not seeing that much. Remember, they only release from the neck up from the chin up, yeah. So they haven't showed us the entire thing, but... The lightning bolt. How cool is that? It doesn't look cheesy or chintzy. All right, let's go to you, Joe from Krypton. Your thoughts on the new Flash?
Anybody that has sensitive ears, please forgive me. I'm just going to say one word. Geekwood.
Go ahead.
Geekwood. Geekwood, dude. Geekwood. Major, massive, humongous
crazy.
Geekwood. Awesome.
Great.
Awesome.
Okay.
Stuff.
All right. We heard it the first 30 times. Yeah. Yeah. Geekwood. Okay. All right. We got it. All right, Mary Beth, I don't know. Did you get a chance to see that image that was posted from CW of the new Arrow? Your thoughts?
Yes, I did. It looks like younger than I expected.
He definitely does. Yeah. Definitely does.
I think it's going to be something different than everybody's used to. So I think that might work. But it makes him look a lot younger than he really is. But that's just my opinion. Well, I think it's the outfit. I mean, you only saw the head from the chin up.
Only the head. But so far, so good. It looks like they're really taking it serious, right?
Yes, they are, too. It really does. They look like they're really trying to make it look like...
Yeah, I don't think they held anything back on the making of that costume. Because they probably told themselves, this costume means everything. If we mess up the costume, the loyal fans will not be there, you know?
Yeah. Not only that, we won't get a solo Flash movie. They're saying
exactly, that's
that.
For sure.
Yep.
That's so for sure. You know, in a way, it's kind of like tears of joy, kind of like seeing it again, another vitalization of the character, even though it's on TV, although I wish it was on screen. And that's the love and hate that I love of this character, is that, yes, he's being exposed once again on TV to a new audience, but man, have I waited for a Flash movie. And I hope in my lifetime, I hope I really get to see one. I hope I get to see a Flash movie, a Wonder Woman movie, and an Aquaman. Just give me those three, and I'm ready to go.
Yep.
All right, let's go to you, Matt from Florida. Your thoughts on the reveal of the Flash costume.
Well, here's what I was doing today. I was going on Facebook, and then I see a picture of the Flash, like saying, here's the CW's first image of the Flash. I go, OMG, total awesomeness. I showed it to my mom, and I don't know if you saw it before me, but I did send a tweet to you guys.
Yes, I saw it, definitely. Awesome. And okay, great. I mean, it looks like a really all-around positive reaction. A lot of people also buzzing on the internet, on Twitter, Facebook, any all social media. Pretty much everybody is giving them a thumbs up. Of course, there's going to be those haters, and I don't know why they're hating on just a headshot. They haven't even seen the entire costume. Now, what do you think? Do you think they're going to, looking at the costume, it already looks semi-traditional. They didn't look like they pulled out any stops like how they did with Captain America. You know, they didn't have the wings. It was kind of painted. I get it. You know, it's kind of. But it looks like they're going in that same route, like keeping it legit. Now, the remaining of the costume, I want to ask you guys, do you think they'll continue that traditional costume, or do you think they'll mix it up with like a leather jacket or like a, you know, just something different in the bottom? Let's go to you, Mary Beth. Any thoughts how the remainder of the Flash costume will be?
I have no idea. I don't think they would go for the leather jacket too much because I don't think that would really go with that kind of character. Leather
right.
For that kind of character. But I don't know. They're going to try and keep the same color scheme, I hope. But I don't think they go too much what they already showed because people are looking to see it and they like it. And if they get the reaction from everybody, they'll probably try and keep it that way. It's probably already made already and they went out someplace really big to get this woman to make it. For TV and movies. So I think they're going to keep it true to form because, I mean, they gave us all a little peek and that made a big difference. So I think it'll stay about the same. I don't think it's going to change it around too much. We'll have to wait and see. Something to look forward to, I guess, what it's going to look like.
Mm. Right. Yeah. I mean, how lucky do you think Grant Gustin feels when he puts on the costume? I mean, wow. You're the Flash, dude. How cool is that? All right, Chris from Candor, your thoughts. How's the remainder of the costume going to be? Is he going to have a full lightning bolt logo on his chest? He already has them on his ears. Why not continue the process?
I think they are going to go all out on this. They're going to get the full costume.
And tell us why. Why do you think they're going to not, you know, pull all the stops down
this
one?
I don't think they're going to make us away again, you know, because they already show us the thing. They're not going to be like, well, yeah, let's put a jacket on him and let them wait another year, you know.
Yeah. them wait 10 years.
So I think if they show us this, they're going to go all the way out. So,
now, the only reason why I brought up a jacket is if you guys, I don't know if you guys are online or close to a computer right now or, you know, after the podcast, check it out. Look at the photo again. There is like a semi-collar around his neck, kind of like a jacket collar.
I'm
just saying from what I'm watching, but I could totally be wrong, you know, and I hope I am because I don't want him wearing a jacket.
Yeah, I know. I was wondering about that, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's what pointed out. Believe me, I was like dissecting the entire costume.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Who haven't I hit yet? Matt.
Yeah, I'm Vincent.
Oh, I think I don't want them to have the jacket because I know we got that on Smallville with Impulse.
Right.
But I want to see, I have a feeling, dude, on the pilot, we're going to be geeking out totally. Even if we get him on Arrow this season, I know we're going to get him on Arrow from the way we first saw it. Because if we, I love the way that they're doing it. I think it's going to be the full flash type. And the way they're teasing us, I have a strong feeling because he's going to need all the help he needs to kill Slade and Brother Blood. He, the Flash, we are going to see the type on Arrow.
Okay, all right. Oh, so you think we might see him on Arrow?
I want him to be on Arrow. The way we leave off with Barry, he's got to come back.
All right, Joe from Krypton, have I hit you yet?
No, not yet, man.
All right, sir. What do you think? Do you think they're going to have the big lightning bolt on his chest? Do you think,
they're
going to go with the yellow boots?
You know what? I wouldn't be opposed to yellow boots. I think it would kind of break up the suit kind of nice. I think they are going to tweak it a little bit. Like, that collar may not be a jacket. It just may be some kind of, it's just going to be updated a little bit, tweaked, to give it some flavor, But they're going to stay true. They're going to stay true to the what's the word I'm looking for? Like, not originality. I can't find the word I'm looking for. I know the word, but I can't spit it out. They're going to stay true to the original costume, but they're going to update it a little bit. I hope it has, like, yellow piping around the suit, like some awesome-looking yellow piping and mostly red.
Yeah.
I think that would look really awesome.
I want to know the origin of the suit. Like, why this one? Why this look? Why cover your entire head? I know he mailed Oliver his mask, so he's fully aware of double identities. He is a cop. And I guess maybe that's it. He's paranoid so much that they might recognize him, so he has to cover his whole head. And that's the reason why he's wearing, like, one of those entire helmet heads that only reveals his eyes and mouth. I don't know, and why have a big lightning bolt on your chest? I hope they explain that. It would be really cool if they're from the get-go coming out with that costume, and I love it. I agree with Chris. Thank you guys. Hopefully, do not let us wait 2 to 4 years to finally get the entire costume. Wouldn't it be bad if the CW released this image just to get everybody all hyped up, but then say, oh, that was just a test. We never shot. We don't have the costume. We're just trying to get some publicity and make you guys wait for 4 to 5 years.
I say we all march over to CW if they do that and start writing.
That'd be a really cruel joke. And when I first saw the image, I right away checked the calendar. I'm like, wait a minute, is it April 1st yet? Because man, that would suck if it was fan-made or whatever.
Yeah.
All right. So now is the time for you guys. We could talk about either The Flash or also the episode. The reason why you guys listen to the podcast, Time of Death. The villain, I don't know. He was cool as hacking into Felicity's mainframe and frying it. But not really, like, I didn't get the sympathetic of the villain as, okay, he's doing all of this for his wife because he's going to die. He has this really bad disease. I didn't feel bad for the guy. I didn't feel like, dude, just Oliver, just kill him or somebody. And, of course, Felicity fried him back. I like that. I kind of like that full circle realm. But that's just me. I wanted to just say a few words. Let's go around the room. The floor is yours, Mary Beth.
I just think Slade's going to be a real pain in the neck. And I just think they should kill him soon. Don't drag it on too much because then people are going to get fed up with it. So they might drag it on but I don't think they should keep him on too long because he's just going to be another Merlin. And they just kept him a little bit too long too, for my sake. So I don't know. I've never seen this actor before. I haven't seen him act, so I don't know how good he is or if he's doing a good part or not. But I just can't see him, keeping him on too long. And I agree with the other guy. They should get the Flash to help Arrow kill him. They might do that to introduce the Flash for the new show coming up, like maybe the last one for the season for Arrow, just for an introduction.
Uh-huh.
I think they might do that to publicize the new show. That's my opinion. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we have to wait and see. All right, Joe from Krypton, the floor is yours, sir.
I didn't really like the – I know the villain was Clock King, but I'm not really too familiar with him. He's usually a Batman villain. He's usually a Batman villain.
Is that who he is from the Batman?
Yeah, he's mainly a Batman villain. And I remember him as a kid from the Batman the Animated Series cartoons.
Right, with the big clock on his head.
Yeah, he was kind of a nerd, but it was okay. It was cool, but the episode in general as a whole was really solid. I really enjoyed it.
Felicity, come on.
Felicity really stepped up her game, man.
She brought it up. Yeah, she brought it up.
Oh, I was so attracted to her the whole episode because she was just taking charge. You know what I mean?
Sorry, Mary Beth, you have to hear us talk like this.
That's okay. I'm used to it. Don't worry about it.
All right, Chris from Kendor, the floor is yours, sir. No, Chris. All right, Matt from Florida.
I didn't really care for the villain that much, but the strange thing, though, I found out the Birds of Prey episode was supposed to air last night through Green Arrow TV, but it didn't air. That's when the Huntress is going to return. But
right.
I love the episode. It was awesome. And plus, I saw your outrageous, funny tweet, because when I recently watched Arrow Season 1, the Huntress returned, I go, boy, is she smoking. She saw
yes.
my tweet. And you said, okay now.
Felicity smoking.
Felicity smoking. And I'm sure there's a Twitter username called Felicity smoking.
Felicity.
All right, cool. All right, so as we wrap up this episode of Arrow Talk, I just wanted to say, if you're listening to the podcast right now, we're on every Friday night. That's our new night at 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. You could dial in at 914-338-1036, and that'll get you on the phone. And hey, guys, tell people how easy it is to call into the podcast.
So easy.
In the words of my friend Francesco. It's easier than making a bologna sandwich.
Yes, bologna rocks. I don't know if you guys have heard, in the past few weeks, I know I'm a little late on this, Comic-Con tickets have gone on sale and have sold out really quick. I heard the waiting room to buy tickets to Comic-Con was very long, very drawn out. Not an improvement from last year's.
But you can buy them on eBay for over $1,000.
Oh, my gosh. Which is crazy because I don't know how that would work because they check your IDs when you go and register. So
really?
That guy might be out. Yeah. All right, so let's give us our shout-outs, guys. I want to thank you guys once again for listening to the Arrow Talk podcast and also the callers. The callers are really the cast members of this podcast, so I really appreciate them calling. Also, amazing conversation about The Flash. I really enjoyed geeking out with you guys and also just venting. You know, sometimes it's like, oh, my gosh, I need to talk to somebody about this. All right, so let's go to you, Matt from Florida. Give us your shout-out, sir.
Awesome podcast. I'll be on the next podcast with you. All right.
Thank you, Matt. I think we're losing you. Your connection's a little faint, but let's go to you, Joe from Krypton.
Hey, I'd like to give a shout out to everyone on the podcast. Regina, I wish you would come back. We missed talking to her. And also to my friends, Chris from Kandor and Francesco.
All right,
you
there you go.
On
Joe from Krypton. All right, Chris from Kandor, give us your shout out, sir.
Hey, thanks for calling in, everybody. It was an awesome night. Call in again next week.
All right, thank you, Chris. And that concludes our episode of Time of Death. Thank you again for listening to the Arrow Talk podcast. Please call in. People have been enjoying.